Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation. Yes, and by the way, it's 91% of Republicans agree with the idea that America's the greatest nation in the world, and 61% of Democrats agree with that as well. Maybe this is a basis for national consensus, at least it should be, on the greatness of the United States. However, there is a great problem that we are now being called upon to acknowledge, and the problem is anxiety. I'm not talking about anxiety as a political issue. I'm talking about anxiety as a personal issue. There is a powerful column, as there usually is. What will you do without Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, his Wonderland column? He has a piece today alerting Americans to something that could have an impact in your life. It could change what happens to your kids in school. It could change what happens to you whenever you go to the doctor. And this was interesting to me because I recently, last week, I went for my, well, not quite annual checkup. I'm supposed to. I mean, and I think it's advisable for everybody to go in for a checkup to be looked at every year, at least every year. And I didn't quite make it. I was a little bit long. I was not quite 2 years, but okay. So I went. And when I went for my appointment, I was given this huge questionnaire, and they always ask, do you have cardiac problems? Do you have digestive problems? Do you have blood pressure problems? Well, I test for that. But in any event, for the first time, there were all sorts of questions there about my mood and about whether I was feeling seriously depressed. Frequently, you could choose frequently, occasionally, or almost never. And things of that nature. And questions about sometimes I don't think life is worth living. By the way, it never occurs to me that life isn't worth living. I mean, I enjoy, and you can quote me on this, I enjoy being alive. Being alive, and I enjoy having the gift of life and take it seriously. But here is this piece by Daniel Henninger, which I sort of all of a sudden connected with this new questionnaire that I was getting at the doctor's office, which asked a great many questions about mood and about appetite and about waking up, do you feel refreshed when you wake up, do you, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, here's the piece. Henninger begins, a medical advisory group to the federal government, has just recommended that all adult Americans age 19 to 64 be screened for anxiety. Earlier this year, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which advises both the Department of Health and Human Services and Congress, recommended mandatory anxiety screening for children 8 to 18. One could see this coming. The ultimate pandemic is now life itself. It's hard to know whether the recommendation of mass anxiety screening should be met with satire or chagrin. Well, I would think it should be met with neither one, actually, Daniel. My entire reaction would be, okay, what are these medical authorities paying attention to? And Henninger writes, and I think he's right about this, much of the public isn't in the mood for public health interventions. The COVID-19 pandemic is winding down amid broad reckoning about the restrictive policy recommendations scientific authorities made and imposed on the public. This striking headline appeared recently in the publication Education Week. Quote, "The pandemic was a wrecking ball for K-12, and we're still tallying the damage, including anxiety," he writes. So skepticism is inevitable when an arm of the science policy community emerges at the pandemic's end to say all children and adults, but not adults over 65, we'll talk about why not in a moment, should somehow be screened for anxiety disorders. It's already clear that a post-COVID care industry is emerging. Anxiety mitigation would provide lifetime work in schools, in medicine, and in the media. Now, I'm not sure that there are going to be a lot of media jobs for people who are trying to deal with the anxiety epidemic, really. To be clear, writes Henninger, these recommendations are only indirectly about the disease of depression. They focus explicitly on generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, panic disorder, separation anxiety disorder, and phobias. I would assume that many of those separation anxiety disorders would be particularly for the younger recipients of these examinations and analysis. As to therapies and treatment, psychological intervention produces a, quote, small but statistically significant reduction, unquote, in anxiety symptoms. Psychopharmacological drugs, mainly antidepressants, benefit some people. But that raises an age-old question, similar to administering drugs for ostensibly hyperactive boys in grade school. Would anxiety screening put many more millions on a lifetime regimen of pharmaceuticals? And again, I hate to keep referring to this, but I had some anti-anxiety medication while I was recovering from cancer. And it was helpful to me in terms of reducing the levels of worry and insecurity and uncertainty. And I don't even remember what those drugs were called. My wife could probably help me recall. But what's interesting here is, yes, of course, the recommendation includes comments about race, wealth, inequities, etc. And the panel exempts the 65-plus population, not because their lives are more settled by then, but because some symptoms of anxiety, such as sleeplessness or pain, overlap with the natural signs of aging. And then he writes, the words social media and web appeared nowhere in this announcement, which is interesting because, of course, there are many experts, not just Gene Twenge, who's been a guest on this show, it's San Diego State University, but social media and the web are huge sources of anxiety for many, many people. The word social media and the web appear nowhere, suggesting that for these doctors, the only clinically relevant issue now is how to treat this universal malady. Still, it's sad to think that if we are helpless before the relentless salami slicer of daily life, mass psychological disorder is to be the unavoidable norm. Any thoughts on the idea of more mandatory, common screening for anxiety and anxiety disorders? And again, this would also mean screening for children 8 to 18 years old. A good idea? Terrible idea? 1-800-955-1776. Right now, there are reasons for Democrats to be increasingly anxious. With the latest analysis of issues and where the American public ranks the various issues, How is it that the Republicans have all the ones with traction? We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talking about anxiety in the United States, there's this headline from a British newspaper. More than half of Russians feel anxious or angry about the mobilization, poll indicates. Would you, given their track record in the first 6 months of war with Ukraine, how'd you feel about being mobilized into the Russian army? I mean, honestly, the demonstrated incompetence of the leadership. Well, it also is one of the reasons that I am sure that Vladimirovich is feeling his own sort of anxiety. And I mentioned anxiety for Democrats. There is a headline for a new Karl Rove column. And Karl Rove, of course, is a partisan Republican. He is not a strident Republican. He's someone who would generally be in the middle of the party. But he takes a look at the campaign, and he ran two very successful campaigns for George W. Bush. He ran the campaign, the only campaign since Reagan, where a Republican candidate got a majority vote for president, actually won a plurality vote for president even, was either George Herbert Walker Bush or George W. Bush in his second race for president. But in any event, Karl Rove says right now, look at the issues. Each side is talking around the other. GOP candidates are focused on the economy, especially inflation, crime, and the border crisis. They're avoiding abortion, election laws, and the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Yeah, I mean, why would Republicans want to talk about the January 6th attack on the Capitol? It tends to make Republicans not look so good. Democrats are playing down America's deteriorating economy. Doesn't make them look so good. They're ignoring the border and looking for symbolic measures to protect themselves on crime. They're fixated on abortion and, quote, threats to democracy, attacking Republicans as pro-life extremists who promote Jim Crow voting laws and won't accept the 2020 election results. Each party is trying to play to its strengths. When asked in a September 13th NBC News poll which party was better on the economy, 47% said Republican, 28% Democrat. On crime, it was an even bigger measure, even bigger edge for the Republicans. On crime, 45% said Republicans were better, 22% said Democrats were better on crime. By the way, be interesting for one of that 22% to call in. Why would you think Democrats were better on crime? What would lead you to believe that? What are the Democrats saying about crime that gives you more confidence in their point of view? 1-800-955-1776. By contrast, a 52% told the September 21st ABC News Washington Post poll that Democrats handle abortion better. Only 32% said Republicans handle abortion better. That's partially because Republicans would prefer not to handle or sanction abortion at all. The problem for Democrats, writes Karl Rove, is that abortion and climate are less important to voters than pocketbook and safety concerns. When asked in the ABC News Washington Post poll to pick their most important issue, 26% chose the economy, 21% chose inflation, and 14% chose crime, making the GOP agenda the main focus of 61% of voters. By contrast, only 22% picked abortion and 13% climate change, leaving 35% of the electorate prioritizing the Democratic agenda. What that means is when it comes to priorities for the American people and for the voting public, the Republicans have a 2-to-1 advantage. He then writes, swing voters are another problem for Democrats. Independents are closer in their opinions on major issues to the GOP. In a September 14th New York Times poll, 54% of independents said economic issues would be most important in deciding their votes. Only 27% picked societal issues such as abortion, guns, or democracy. On the economy, 55% of independents agreed with the GOP and 31% with Democrats. On illegal immigration, it was 50-34 for Republicans ahead of Democrats, And on crime and policing, they went 49% GOP, 31% Democratic. The Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade energized some voters, Karl Rove acknowledges, particularly Democratic women previously dispirited by President Biden's job performance. Democrats claim special elections earlier this year allowed abortion helps them and hurts the GOP. But it's likely to affect some races this fall, but on the margin, and only if the candidate sounds extreme. One of the points over here is Karl Rove says, look, don't pay too much attention to the generic ballot, because the generic ballot is very, very close. Generic ballot is when you ask people, who would you rather have running the Congress, Republicans or Democrats? And it's almost tied, and it's been almost tied for months without any changes. So why is it that people are assuming Republicans are going to win? It's not because of the way that districts are apportioned. It's because of the way the population is distributed. In other words, in suburbs and in rural areas where Republicans can do very well, they do very well maybe with a margin of 55 to 45, that kind of thing. It's in the big cities where you have the concentrations of Democratic votes where there just is no competition. You have 80% going Democratic. It's because the Democratic vote is so concentrated in a few very big metropolitan areas that even if you have a generic ballot that says that half the people in the country want Democrats to be elected to Congress, they don't dominate half the congressional districts because Republicans are more spread out in rural areas and in suburbs everywhere. That gives Republicans an advantage. The prediction right now for Karl Rove, at least, he says the red wave will likely generate a smaller midterm swing than the average, which since 1934 has been 28 House seats. Republicans are likely to gain closer to 20. But that's partly because the GOP got a head start in 2020 by picking up 14 House seats that year. A net gain of 20 seats this fall would give Republicans 233 House seats. The GOP had almost the same number, 230, in 1995 when Newt Gingrich was elected Speaker in what was called a Republican Revolution. Another one? Well, there's a coming up someone with no regrets over tattoos of serial killers. What does this signify? We'll get to it on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin will sign documents on Friday declaring four Ukrainian regions as part of Russia. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says if Putin does that, it will have major consequences.
Any decision to proceed with the annexation of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, regions of Ukraine, would have no legal value and deserves to be condemned.
President Biden on Thursday urged residents of flooded areas in southwestern Florida to remain indoors as Hurricane Ivan's waters recede, warning that the storm could bring an historic number of casualties. This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. Unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life, Biden said during a visit to the Washington headquarters of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved show, one more reminder that if people want to participate in a free marriage webinar, it's coming up soon, right after this show, a half hour after this show goes off the air. That's 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern time. If you go to Barry Shore, that's one name, B-A-R-R-Y, Shore, S-H-O-R-E, .com/marriage. The topic for the webinar featuring my wonderful wife, Dr. Diane Medved, is marriage under attack, kids as the target. These webinars, I watch them all. They are extraordinarily informative and sometimes even inspiring. And I hope you'll join us and be watching it free this afternoon. Okay, speaking about students, school, children, there is an ongoing debate, and this follows up on what we were talking about from Karl Rove. Karl Rove talking about how the Democrats are trying to emphasize units, emphasize issues that don't particularly resonate with the public, not as much as the basic core issues of the economy and inflation and crime and border security, which is a major issue as well. They do resonate with the public. And one issue that the Democrats have been trying to use was the student loan forgiveness, the policy that was initiated by Joe Biden. Then you have the joint congressional committee, nonpartisan committee, that from the budget office, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. They estimated it would cost a minimum of $420 billion. Now, you can't really spend that just on the decision of one man, which is why there is now an additional lawsuit. We talked about it very briefly the other day, the fact that there was a think tank, conservative think tank, that was going after Biden. Now there are six states, Missouri, Nebraska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina, that are arguing today, the suit was filed today, suing Joe Biden to block his planned cancellation of hundreds of billions of dollars of student loan debt, arguing it was unlawful and harmful to working class Americans, unlawful because Congress never approved it. And he didn't even ask for congressional approval. This is the Attorney General of Arkansas speaking for the six attorneys general. And her name is Attorney General Leslie Rutledge of Arkansas. This is clip 19.
To date, I had taken over 100 legal actions against President Joe Biden's administration. And today, I'm announcing a lawsuit against President Joe Biden, Secretary Miguel Cardona, and the U.S. Department of Education for violating federal law, the constitutional principle of separation of powers in the Administrative Procedures Act. The six states filing a challenge to the Biden administration's student loan cancellation program in federal court in Eastern District of Missouri include Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina. In it, we ask the court for an immediate temporary restraining order pausing this program. Prompt relief is being sought because the Biden administration has indicated it will start canceling loan balances as early as next week.
Okay, this is the key sentence from the lawsuit when you actually take a look at it. No statute, in other words, no law, permits President Biden to unilaterally relieve millions of individuals from their obligation to pay loans they voluntarily assumed. Just months ago, they write, the Supreme Court warned federal agencies against asserting highly consequential power beyond what Congress could reasonably be understood to have granted by statute. Okay, this is a very serious matter. And by the way, it is not a matter where there is overwhelming public support. All of the polling shows at very best for Democrats, deep skepticism about this program, if not outright opposition. And if people hear more and more about the cost of what this involves, which is a $420 billion in additional spending for the government, that the government would have to pay to actually, because again, you don't just cancel debts. If so, you don't pay off debt on money you borrowed, somebody else has to pay. And that's Uncle Sam. That's you. And it stinks. I'll tell you something else that stinks, and it's one of those stories where you really wonder, okay, what is going on with society at large? The story in the New York Post, Brittany Chamberlain, a 28-year-old, and she's a pretty blonde, who hails from Sydney, Australia, isn't shy about showing off her ink, which includes work down her left arm, above her right hip, and all the way down her right leg. But it's the latter body part, the right leg, that's to die for because it's where she has her most controversial designs. On her thigh, she sports a portrait tattoo of the late serial killer and rapist Ted Bundy with a quote alongside that reads, "I don't feel guilty for anything. I feel sorry for people who feel guilt." Well, that's a wonderful message to send on your thigh. Bundy killed at least 20 women in the 1970s, and he reportedly said that to an investigator, "I don't feel guilty for anything, I feel sorry for people who feel guilt." Just below that lies her favorite specific tattoo, which shows a portrait of the late serial killer and cannibal, Jeffrey Dahmer, who murdered 17 men and boys from the 1970s and the 1990s. He then kept them in a refrigerator and ate them at his leisure. If you can't beat them, eat them, reads a quote next to his image that shows Jeffrey Dahmer holding with both hands an open brain, a bloody open brain. Wouldn't you want to have that image on your body permanently? Because these are not washable tattoos. Chamberlain, this is Brittany Chamberlain, in an interview said she spent about $2,000 on these tattoos, which each required 9 hours of work by artist Damian Wickham, and she wants more, specifically 4 more serial killer tattoos, including one for London's still unidentified Jack the Ripper. I was worried about what others think, she said. If I was worried about what others think, I wouldn't be staying true to myself, she says, and living a life of authenticity. She said, people are always going to have their own opinions, but who is to say that any of these opinions or choices are right or wrong? See, this is what, at a core, is wrong in the society. A society that doesn't believe that there is such a thing as right and wrong is a society in deep trouble. Having these displayed on my body is solely for my own personal meaning. What the hell does it mean? As is for someone who has a beloved pet, initials of a loved one, or perhaps a silly joke tattooed on their bodies. This doesn't mean that Chamberlain's a serial killer herself or that she's seeking to honor these men. Being obsessed with serial killers sparked her interest in studying forensic psychology. I don't condone the hostile crimes of serial killers by any means. I'm simply intrigued as to why they do it. Well, I'd ask the question about her, too. Why do it? We will be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Every once in a while, there are stories that are offbeat, strange, bizarre, that, of course, attract my attention. I haven't included the story that appeared a couple of days ago on the Wall Street Journal front page about the increasing fascination by serious scientists with Bigfoot, with Sasquatch, and with trying to accumulate better and more scientific proof that this mysterious primate actually exists. It's a fascinating story. It's important. And try to imagine what the reaction would be if they actually, well, it's important in this sense because if they actually were able to find solid evidence of the existence of this particular beast, imagine how it would open people's minds, it seems to me, to some of the frontiers of science. Okay, I'm not talking about any story like that that isn't confirmed or confirmable, but this is a story about primates that is confirmable. It's horrible. It's 2 weeks ago, Roxanne Chantereau, who is a co-founder of a primate rehabilitation center in the Democratic Republic of Congo, awoke before sunrise to the buzz of incoming WhatsApp messages. Someone had sent her a disturbing video showing two baby chimpanzees scuttering across a squalid dirt floor astrown with toppled furniture. The video panned across the room to show a third chimpanzee standing on a dresser with her arms chained above her head. In three voice messages, the senders threatened to kill the chimpanzees unless Ms. Chantereau paid them a six-figure sum. They also threatened to kill her and to kidnap her two children. Those were human children. Ms. Chantereau recognized the young chimpanzees in the video as Manga, Cesar, and Hussein. The animals had just been abducted from her shelter, a wildlife sanctuary. Ms. Chantereau, a Belgian citizen, runs the sanctuary with her French husband, Frank. The center provides a haven for 40 chimpanzees and 64 monkeys of 14 species, all rescued from Congo's illegal wildlife trade. And what reaches me about this is they have photographs of these chimpanzees. And they look very human. They look very sympathetic. I know chimpanzees can be horribly cruel and brutal beasts, but still, the chimp napping is the first time that a primate is known to have been stolen from a sanctuary anywhere in Africa and held for ransom. While an endangered pangolin was held for ransom earlier this year in another region of the country, it was captured from a forest rather than abducted from a high-security facility. The two incidents worry the country's experts in wildlife crime, who fear that kidnapping of animals for ransom may become a tactic used by more criminals in Congo. I think this goes to show how fragile the situation is in our country, said Adams Kasinga, the founder of Conserve Congo, a nonprofit group that fights wildlife trafficking in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Look, it's horrible. And again, the level of cruelty, and they go on to some extent with the illegal wildlife trafficking, how horrible this is. Oh, wait, there's breaking news from the Washington Post interrupting this chimpanzee update. Thank goodness, Jeremy says. U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon, remember her? She was the Trump-appointed judge who had just brushed aside an order from the special master in the Mar-a-Lago case requiring former President Trump to back his claims the FBI planted evidence in his home in an order that also extends the deadline for completing the review. The order from Cannon comes after Trump's legal team penned a letter to Judge Raymond Deary, the special master, complaining his management plan exceeds the grant of authority from the district court on this issue. What does this mean to this particular issue, which seems to have fallen out of knowledge through this this particular week? Anybody been focusing on President Trump and the special master? There are a number of people who are saying now that President Trump made a mistake by suggesting Judge Raymond Deary, and it was his side that suggested him as the special master, and for asking for the special master in the first place. The point is, it's problematic, isn't it, when even something as basic as returning documents to the rightful owner of the documents, according to the law, becomes a politicized issue and one that can be so confusing and polarizing. Speaking of confusing and polarizing, the national murder rate is at the highest rate in 25 years. And here's a comment on that by Governor Gavin Newsom of California on MSNBC, clip 23.
It's not just a messaging problem, but a messaging problem that has persisted with our party for years and years, constantly on the defense. We allow these culture wars to take shape, and we consistently are on the back end of them. 8 of the top 10 states with the highest murder rates, all are Republican states. How did Democrats not know that? In fact, it's really 9 out of 10. Georgia went for Biden, but it's really a Republican state, or at least a red state. 8 out of 10. And we're losing that message? Crime is higher, as well as taxes here for the average citizen in Texas. It's higher crime, higher violent crime and property crimes than in the state of California. 67% higher gun death rate in Texas. Why don't we push back?
Okay, the reason that you don't push back is if you look at the cities with the highest death rate, murder rate, crime rate, they're all Democratic cities. But then again, they're mostly Democratic cities. And states that, some of those highest states with the crime rates are states like that are rural southern states and poor states that have all kinds of problems. Let us go to medieval England and a new movie that is actually surprisingly enjoyable. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Lena Dunham wrote and directed a surprisingly charming new film about a 14-year-old girl in medieval England who's pushed by her lord of the manor father toward marriage with a series of much older suitors. It's called Catherine Called Birdie, now in theaters and streaming soon on Amazon Prime.
You're my only daughter.
If I say that you should be married, then no, you should be.
Would I choose to die rather than be forced to marry? I do not think either option appealing or fair.
But the cast, even without big stars, is both appealing and fair to the source material, a beloved children's novel. Bella Ramsey, Billy Piper, and Andrew Scott all shine in an unusual entertainment that turns out to be very funny and often deeply moving, giving the Middle Ages a modern touch with a clever musical background. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for Catherine Called Birdie. An impressive surprise. And one of the surprises tomorrow is we'll be talking to Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, nationally syndicated columnist. He says Biden's student debt plan will likely be defeated in court as a violation of the Constitution. He has no right to forgive $420 billion in debt, just as the gesture of one man with no congressional approval. There's also approval by a Wisconsin church to pay a voluntary tax to the state's indigenous tribes as a form of land acknowledgement. How do the members of the congregation feel about that? We will get to that. We will also go to the so-called referenda in 4 regions of Ukraine, a referenda that have been staged by the Russian authorities, and why are they dismissed as a sham by Ukraine and Western nations? And what does it mean in terms of a pretext for a new dangerous stage of the war? Also, is monogamy over? Adam Levine of Maroon 5, huge pop star, says monogamy is not in our genetic makeup. Could he be right? If so, why has the institution survived for so very long? Or is that a form of repression? We will cover it all and more coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.